This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. Hispanic Heritage Month is a month of celebration to honor the history, culture, and influence of those who came from Spain, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Central and South America. There's a whole lot of different ways to celebrate. People donate to Hispanic charities. They dine out at restaurants featuring cuisine from any of the countries being celebrated. And they learn about the cultures that have had such a significant impact on our city. Now, conversations with two influential people in the Kansas City Hispanic community. David Lopez is manager of Manny's Restaurant at 207 Southwest Boulevard, as if anybody doesn't know where Manny's is. The restaurant has been around for more than four decades. David, welcome. Nice to have you
thank
here.
Thank you so much.
Also here is Veronica Chavez. She's co-owner of Palomino's, which closed its Independence restaurant last year in favor of opening an online business. Veronica, nice to have you too. Welcome. You there, Veronica?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, great. Here. Welcome to the show. Yeah.
Thank you.
How tough was it to close Palomino's last year? I mean, that couldn't have been an easy call.
You know what? It was bittersweet, but I feel like it was just the time for us, you know, with everything going on and just adapting to all the changes in this country, all the changes in life, trying to get it online and be more convenient for the consumer.
Why has food been so important to your family for so many years?
You know, I grew up in the restaurant business, and it's always been with my family. Like I say, it's our family tradition to make the tamales. We've been cooking for generations and generations, and it just brings our family together, you know. It's great to sit together at the table, eat together, and just talk with each other. Those moments are precious.
So how did Palomino's get started to begin with?
So both of my parents immigrated from Mexico. My father is from Romita, Guanajuato, Mexico, and my mother is from the DF, Mexico. And they actually both met here in Kansas City. And in 1995, my parents opened up the first Palomino's in Northeast Kansas City.
Oh, why did they wind up in Kansas City?
I think they had some family here, or there was just more opportunity in the Midwest at that time.
26 years is a long time in the restaurant world. Why did Palomino survive as long as it did?
Definitely. It was a very long time. I think what kept us going is our customers, you know. I think cooking on the day-to-day and just seeing those repeat customers and even their families that they bring in, or seeing the generations of families growing up throughout my restaurant was just amazing. It really kept us going. And we had the passion for that and the passion for cooking.
How tough is it to keep a restaurant going that long?
You know what? It was definitely a struggle at some point, but you know, you make it through that hard day and the next day it gets easier. It's a new day, a better day. So
in the last 26 years, how has the Hispanic population and culture evolved here in the Kansas City area? What have you seen?
I definitely have seen a lot more Hispanic families, more Hispanic businesses. Just the culture is booming, I totally feel like.
Why is that?
I think it's because, you know, families get together and they grow. I feel like a lot of people like it here, and they're just sharing each other's cultures and traditions with one another.
So now you operate an online store selling your salsa, which has its own history rooted in a 2012 Salsa Showdown competition. What happened in 2012?
So in 2012, we got invited to compete at the Viva Los Reales competition. It was inside the Royal Stadium, and we won the best salsa in Kansas City 4 years in a row, which was so exciting for us because after so many years of work, I felt like we finally are getting recognized for something. So it was really big for our family to win those awards. So now I've taken all the salsas, and yes, I'm selling them online. We have five different types of salsas.
What makes your salsa different?
I think our salsa, like I said, it's a variety of salsa. So we have our mild salsa, and it goes all the way up to a really spicy red hot salsa. But what makes our salsa different is it's restaurant quality, authentic, and award-winning salsa.
Okay. What do you wish everybody knew about your culture that many of us don't?
I wish everybody just knew that how important in our culture it is just to keep family together. Like, you know, when the abuelitas, when the grandmas are growing up, just to take care of them, to keep the kids centered with us. And then also, we like to participate, like if our kids are in different sports, the whole family goes out to all the games and supports them. Like, we're a pretty close-knit family.
That's important, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. It helps everybody. It helps the kids grow up, as you know, makes them a better person.
Okay, that's Veronica Chavez with Palominos. And Veronica, good luck with the online business. Really appreciate you taking some time with us today during Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yes, have a great day. Thank you for having me.
You too. Well, let me turn now to David Lopez with Manny's Restaurant, who's joining me here in the studio. And how long has Manny's been around at 207 Southwest Boulevard, David?
I'm 43 years old. We've been there for 42 years.
Easy way for you to keep track of all this, right?
Yeah, it's an easy mark for sure.
How did it get started?
You know, my father, Manny Lopez, and my mother, Vivian Lopez, we lost my father 6 years ago, September 18th, 1980. You know, he just had a dream, you know, and a lot of what we just heard, that grind mentality, that passion, the ability to understand that failure is not only is that word not going to be said, but it's just not an option. And it's just not an option for Manny and Vivian Lopez at that time in the Crossroads area when there was absolutely hardly anything in that area.
Huh.
Very different than what it looks like.
Hard to imagine today, isn't it?
It really is, because it's such a thriving, booming, beautiful, culturally embraced area that we celebrate on a daily basis.
Well, why did they pick that spot?
I think it's because it's what Manny Lopez could afford, right? He wanted to be downtown. I think one of the things that's very underrated about my father and my mother, Vivian Lopez, who is basically, you know, when you pull the curtain in The Wizard of Oz and you see the wizard behind the curtain, that's Vivian. And, you know, Manny, everybody knows Manny, and rightfully so. But they both had a vision. They both could see it. That was their gift. You know, this building that we are in now did not look like it did now, like it did back then. It was very run down, wood shingles all over the front. And, you know, my father sits there and he looks at this building while my mother's crying, going, "Oh my gosh, Manny, this is what we got." But my dad could see it.
Was that literally what happened?
That is literally what happened. He picked her up from school because she was a school teacher, brought her down, had her close her eyes. You know, my mother tells the story so well. My father was in a white suit. You know, he just got done with the bank, which was a 27% interest rate loan on a $25,000 loan.
No,
the percentage was higher than the money he got. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so she said, "I just remember crying, going, 'Oh my gosh, I can't believe this.' And then I looked at your dad, and he had his hands on his hips, his jacket was open, and he had the biggest smile on his face because he could see it. And that was the gift. And that was the gift that that he had. And that's when Vivian Lopez knew, hey, I'm all in."
David, that's called a great story.
It's a beautiful thing, right? And it's not a success story for Manny's Restaurant. It's a love story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it so beautiful.
Hey, why did your parents and your family come to Kansas City in the first place?
You know, my father was born in Argentine, Kansas. My grandfather was...
Kansas City, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My grandfather was a railroader, Santa Fe Railroad. We did a thing with KCUR about the history of the railroad. I believe it was about 8 or 9 years ago. And I shared the story of my father actually working with the Santa Fe Railroad. And, you know, before he came to the restaurant.
Yeah.
And as he was growing up, Muehlbach Hotel, all these different types of venues in the service industry. And my father just really kind of crafted himself and shaped himself into finding a real passion for serving people and serving communities.
Mm-hmm.
He worked at Westport One, was the general manager there. In the 60s and 70s, there was no greater place to be than Westport One.
What was Westport One?
It was kind of a bar steakhouse. Mm-hmm. All the Chiefs players, Lenny Dawson, rest in peace, all those wonderful men and women would really go down to that restaurant and that bar and have fun, listen to music. And my dad would take care of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Manny Lopez, you can only cage a lion for so long. He wanted to do his own thing. And if he was going to make it, he was going to make it on his own terms.
Huh.
And because he knew what it was like to struggle. He grew up very, very hard. Nobody gave my father or his brothers or sisters anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was just him. There was his own two feet and his own two hands.
You know, this notion that he wanted to serve others, David, where did that come from in his life?
Gosh, you know, I really, I really think that that is something that is going to be a little bit of a mystery, because my father just always wanted to help people. Because I think because he was so alone growing up, it was so hard for him. He didn't have a lot of guidance. He didn't have a lot of direction. And when he finally felt like he was making it, it wasn't about the money for him. It was about doing everything that he could to help people. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't matter, because that's what he felt like his purpose was in life.
Yeah.
And I think that goes back to kind of the connecting all this together with Hispanic Heritage Month, which Sly James 6 years ago signed a proclamation that it would be honored after my father, which was a beautiful gift after he passed. That's our culture.
Yeah.
That's who we are. And that's something that my father embraced.
Is Manny still a 100% family-owned business?
It is. Vivian Lopez comes in 4 days a week. She busts my chops, my sister's chops. She makes sure everything's intact.
What does she say to you?
You know, I'll just be honest with you. She loves that place. She loves every inch of it. It's like a child to her. And she, of course, she loves my sisters and I more than anything in the world. But that's hers. And she did that. Mm-hmm. And she wants everything done the right way.
A certain standard to be met every day.
A certain standard of excellence is always met by Vivian Lopez. And, you know, we don't get through COVID. We don't get through these last 3 years without her toughness, without her ability to just say, hey, we're going to keep doing the right things. We're going to be okay. Her demeanor, her attitude, her leadership is the reason why we're here on the other side.
Do you have any sense if COVID was tougher than the restaurant's early days, David? I mean, did she talk about that, like what you went through the last few years?
You know, it's always something in this industry. You know, my mother and father took, you know, double, triple mortgages on their home just to make it. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that type of struggle, right? And COVID was a very, very different thing. It was a different beast. It was a different animal. It was a different thing altogether for all of us. We all suffered. And the service industry really, really, really suffered. And the best part about having someone like Vivian Lopez, you know, steering the ship, is that we just go day by day. We just go moment by moment. And by the time you understand that you're already through it and you've made it, you realize, hey, we're okay.
Yeah.
We're okay.
Yeah, yeah. So your own kids involved in the restaurant, or when did you start in the restaurant?
So I have, you know, my father, Manny, and my mother, Vivian, really wanted me to go to school, wanted me to focus on college. I was very fortunate to go to Benedictine College. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say play football. I was on a football field. I had equipment on. I had gear on.
I had my moments,
you know, and I did what I needed to do. And I was very fortunate to have an education from Benedictine College, where my son is currently a sophomore at right now and playing baseball. You know, I never really got into it. My dad always wanted me to do my own thing. He always wanted me to find my own road. I was super fortunate and super blessed to fall in love with a beautiful woman who works for the Archdiocese of Kansas City. Her name is Emily Lopez. Yeah. We met at Benedictine College. We chose to do things a little bit out of order and have a beautiful family very early. And my father said, come on, let's see how this looks. And so about 16, 17 years ago, I've done everything in that restaurant. I have washed dishes. I have bused tables. I have cooked the rice on a Friday morning. I know exactly how many pounds of ground beef we need on this Saturday. I know every switch, every fuse panel, every single thing that needs to be done, because my father and mother made sure that I had that knowledge. Because my father, you know, he laughed at me. He's always like, you know, because I'm like, Dad, I'm washing dishes. You know, and I'm 20, 21 years old. And he's like, well, what'd you think you were going to do?
Come on, kid.
You know, yeah. And he, right, you know, pick it up. You know, I'm not just, you know, you don't just get this.
But what a great gift he gave you. You had the option to do something else. Sure. Something drew you back to the restaurant, though.
My sisters, Debbie, Renee, Kim, and Kathy have a huge role in the book that is Manny's Restaurant, and they've all played and continue to play amazing, amazing roles. Without my sisters, we aren't where we are today. My sister Debbie, who we lost to breast cancer about 6 years ago, unfortunately, it was very, very sad. She was an absolute rock. Hmm. You know, it was Manny and Vivian. That was the Manny and Vivian era. And then here comes Debbie Lopez in 86 or 87, somewhere around there. And she just completely pivots our company and our business. with the help of my sister Renee, the help of my sister Kathy, and then my sister Kim would join us later on. They absolutely revolutionized how we did business. They took us to the next step, and that was all done by Debbie. Debbie was an amazing, caring, loving, giving woman who would give you anything she had if it would make your day better.
Wow.
Our staff loved working for her. They enjoyed her, and Kansas City absolutely adored her.
What a loss.
It was tragic. It's been a tough decade for our family. We've lost two of our pillars, and it's been hard, but at the same time, we've come together. We've pushed forward together. It hasn't always been easy,
yeah.
Right? Sometimes there's too many chiefs and not enough Indians, but that's okay. You know, I think it was Mark Twain that would say, hey, if you want to accomplish anything with consistent success or greatness, surround yourself with controversy.
Yeah.
Surround yourself with people that aren't going to agree with you. And Kathy and myself and my sister Kim and my mother Vivian, we are daily pushing together to try and keep Manny's restaurant going.
That's a great story. So for people who aren't so familiar with Mexican food, how can they understand what is true and authentic Mexican food from the imitators?
You know,
I've got 30 seconds here.
I will tell you that, you know, there's such a good Mexican food scene in Kansas City, and it's all family-based. And that's what it is. What my family does for ground beef is going to be completely different than from the Garcias do, or what the, you know, with Rudy's, or what people do on 7th Street, or different things like that. Embrace the culture. Embrace what families are trying to share with you and give you. Get off of Yelp. Get off of Food Network. Don't look at those things. Find it for yourself. Find the experience for yourself, because that's when the connection happens and that's when the love occurs.
Oh, that's a great story. Just a great story. That's David Lopez with Manny's Restaurant, 207 Southwest Boulevard. Thanks for coming in and celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month.
Absolutely,
really appreciate
pleasure.
It,
Thank you
David.
For having
you
me.
Bet. Well, that's it for today. You've been listening to Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. We'll see you tomorrow. Up to Date is a production of KCUR 89.3. Our theme music was composed by the great Bobby Watson. The program is produced by Danny Alexander, Zach Wilson, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Reginald David. Our engineer is Paul Nakatura. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.